This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
How does a tiger get in the bathroom? He almost killed me.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find it a little weird. I have to ask twice.
Pants at a time like this, I don't have any.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Okay, I'm going to get on that.
Joyce is very upset.
Flo, we've discussed this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every day.
Wake the hell up.
Apparently my camera's a little slow, so if you're watching me in robotic form, welcome in. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, I checked with Joey. We have to reboot the whole thing, so we'll have to wait till after the
Enjoy
show.
Me in slow motion, man.
Yeah. It'll be fixed by noon.
I'm even better looking in slow motion. Go. My receding hairline looks a little bit better when I'm not moving rapidly. Mm. So that's what the people in Ohio tell me.
The robot.
We have a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Mail sack coming up at 8:15. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326. Let's start with some baseball stuff.
How about that?
Did we watch the baseball stuff yesterday?
Of course we did.
Two games. You had a nothing-nothing game in Detroit, or between Detroit and Cleveland. Tigers hit a three-run bomb in the ninth inning. I watched like 70% of this game, took the dog outside, and there was nobody on base, top of the ninth inning, and I came back inside, and it was 3-0. Okay, cool.
Good timing.
I committed a lot of time to this game and then didn't even see the only play that mattered, and the Tigers won 3-0. And then in the evening, I had the multi-view going Monday Night Football and
so
the Yankees Royals, and the Royals went on to win. Fun fact for you, this is the first time in Major League Baseball history that all four division series are tied 1-1.
Really?
How about that? Fun fact.
I did want to give a quick shout out. The guy has been doing it for a long time now. Guardian starting pitcher Matthew Boyd yesterday, Oregon State legend.
Matthew Boyd, man.
Always kind of a middle reliever in my mind, but he's been elevated to start of the last few years.
He's had a good career.
Good run with the Tigers, a good run now here with the Guardians. I get why you don't pitch him more than like 4.2 innings, but it was one of those, he was kind of dealing.
Yeah, keep him going.
Let him go until he maybe gives up a couple more hits. He only had, I think, gave up 3 hits at that point. That was a good little baseball game. I did not watch a lot of that.
Mm.
I got caught up in an internet window and yeah. Customer service dilemma.
You're trying to get new internet. It didn't go well for you yesterday.
No. I went from one company who I thought had poor customer services to a new company who just outright canceled my appointment and didn't tell me in the window. And so my entire Monday was around that window, and I found out after the window. So that was a great start.
That's great after you wait around for a couple of hours and nobody shows up.
What happened to customer service in America?
It's a lost art, man. Nobody cares anymore.
When did we decide we just are going to stop caring about the customer?
That used to be one of the most important things.
A Clinton thing, an Obama thing, a Bush thing, a Reagan thing. Who do I blame? I need to blame somebody.
Treating the customer right, the customer's always right.
Kotech problem, a Brown problem, a Kitzhaber problem.
I think we blame them all, man.
Okay, let's blame them all.
Everybody. We need to bring customer service back.
We do. Make customer service great again.
Yes.
That's my motto.
It's a policy platform I can get behind.
I missed all of that game. I dual screened the Yankee Royal game with Monday Night Football, but I had financial stake on the Monday Night Football game.
A little more interested with the money involved.
And it was a multi-view, but I was amazed how I was blocking out the baseball as the football was happening.
Well, it was 4-1. Yankees never really let. I mean, the 4-2 was the final ultimately, but it felt like 4-1 for a while.
It was 4-1. Jazz Chisholm got a home run late
in the ninth inning, right? Yeah.
And they also claimed they got lucky in beating the Yankees and that the Yankees are going to win the series. Did you see that in the postgame?
I did not see that.
Yeah, he was asked what happened. He said they got lucky.
Wow.
We're going to the World Series.
This is an old man take that I will reiterate. I feel like I share every postseason. Two thoughts on the Yankees. One, I really miss old Yankee Stadium. Their new stadium sucks, and the view behind home plate's awful, and it's a bunch of empty leather chairs.
God, I'm rooting for the Royals.
And it just that used to be one of the best atmospheres in all the sports was old Yankee Stadium and the vibes that would be created there. And now it's just gone. So well done, Yankees.
Did you just give me a 2010 opinion?
I did. I reiterate this every postseason.
It's been a long time since they've been.
Long time. That ballpark sucks, dude. It was like 9th inning, 4-2, and there was like 15 empty chairs behind home plate. Because that's all you see during the game, usually, unless there's a ball in play.
Sure.
The only shot you get is behind home plate. At least in L.A., I know Mary Hart's old ass is going to be sitting back there. She'll beat the traffic eventually, but her old ass is going to be there yelling.
Sajak's there. Rob Lowe's there.
Yep, Magic.
That, with the combination of their stupid facial hair policy, just makes me hate them.
You have a lot of really old high takes coming in.
It's so dumb.
I don't know how the Players Union hasn't, like,
you can't have
that.
A beard. Like, we have David Wells pitching hungover and drunk and pitching perfect game,
like,
but
let me ask you
we
this.
Can't have a guy with a scruff. Like, get the hell
I'm
out of here,
Yankees. Like, somebody they haven't acquired who's got, like, every provision in his contract, no trade,
facial
all that.
Facial hair
stuff,
provision.
Has worn a beard his entire career. And
Charlie,
like,
Blackman goes there. I know he's retiring.
Exactly.
But
who was the former Brave that became a Yankee? I'm blanking on him. He was a catcher. We had a good little run with the Yankee. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name.
Brian McCann. Yeah.
McCann had facial hair and looked so weird as a Yankee because he didn't have
Johnny
facial
Damon.
Hair. Damon's a good one. But imagine any current Yankee. Aaron Judge with a beard?
Ooh. He doesn't really have beard face. No, neither does Stanton, but some of their guys got beard face. They could pull the look off. Yes. Garrett Cole needs facial hair.
Yeah, Cole
He's got
do
kind
it.
Of a fat baby okay. face like me. Like, that guy's got to have a 5 o'clock scruff.
Well, I'm reading a book right now, a sports psychology book, and there was a blurb I read yesterday about Kerr and Doc Rivers and how they're kind of old fuddy-duddies in this way. They have been battling as coaches this new age flow of players at halftime. Constantly, first thing they do at halftime is they go sit down and they grab their phones, they sit down, and when the coach comes in, they're all looking down at phones. They're reading Twitter, they're looking at stat lines, they're texting hot chicks. And they had a conversation about this of, what do you do? Do you have a no-phone policy? And largely, they hate the phone, but they have not created such policy. What is worse, the no facial hair workplace or no cell phone workplace? Because you have facial hair. So imagine our bosses at Odyssey say,
you can't have facial hair.
You work at Odyssey. So you cannot have facial
cleanly
hair.
Shaven.
Yes.
Rob having to shave his beard. Suk having to shave his beard. I think Meringue has a beard. Does Meringue have a beard
Meringue's
right now?
Meringue's got the scruff like you.
Dusty's got scruff. I got scruff.
Who would look the weirdest without their beard?
Rob.
Okay, because Rob started with no facial hair.
He did. He so did Suk.
He had like the goatee thing.
He used to have a soul patch.
Sukanic would, that one would probably throw me the biggest loop because it's such a long beard.
Like we just said, the integrity of the company's at stake. You can't have facial hair. It's like, I'm not going to hire you if you have tattoos. What year is this? 1947? What are we doing?
But then again, you without a beard? I haven't seen you without a beard since like 2012.
Well, this is my whole point and why I'm standing up for the wonderful New York Yankees who should have facial hair. Like, Garrett Cole needs it. His face is ugly. No offense. Mine is too. I need facial hair to cover this up. Somebody's texting in, Alex Verdugo needs it. He looks chunky without it, or looks like Chucky without it. Like, yeah. Let the guy cover it up. Some of us have ugly faces, and we need a bit of a security blanket. Women can wear makeup. Men have beards. That's how we hide our flaws.
What do I do?
I mean, you're gorgeous
I'm
over
screwed.
There. You know,
well,
you're
I'm
just
screwed.
You're just
no,
a good looking guy over there. You know, and so it's a dumb policy. I digress. I'm getting off topic here, but
such
it's
a weird old fuddy that
pisses me off
you.
Every year. Did you know that Aaron Judge
pisses you off?
You know,
you have your facial hair.
Random things piss me off. Do you know Aaron Judge has the worst strikeout rate in MLB postseason history?
He's looking a little Bonds Piratesy.
His strikeout rate, and this is a minimum of 200 plate appearances, right? So not like you went 0-for-4.
This is postseason.
Postseason history in Major League Baseball. At least 200 plate appearances. His strikeout rate is nearly 35%.
I had a moment. It was the 8th inning. Judge was on, and Stanton was up, and Stanton grounded out. We have Costas audio we need to play because...
Yeah.
Royals fan rightfully is calling Bob Costas out of...
He's a honk homer.
Are you rooting for the Yankees? Because it sounds like you are, but I'm watching this in the top of the eighth, or the bottom of the eighth, and Judge's on first. Stanton grounds out to first. And the funny thing about this was I went fanatic in my house. I said out loud, I would boo your ass and call out your contract in this moment.
Not worth the money.
This is why you make $300 million and you ground it out casually into a double play.
He did. jogged his way to first
base. I kind of felt weird doing it. I'm like, this is not who I am.
Oh, this guy's a bomb.
300 million for what?
You'd fit right into New York. Here is Bob Costas being a honk for the Yankees.
Hit the short. Whip. Gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can.
yes, they can. Now, was that the final out of the game?
No, that was the double I'm speaking
okay,
of.
Okay, that was the double play.
I didn't have the audio on. I was
listening to the Monday Night Football audio.
No, he kept, like, the Judge or Stanton would get up, and the blowback from Royals fans and non-Yankee fan was, this guy sounds like he wants the Yankees to win, because it was always, can he go yard?
Oh!
And then you play that cut,
you go,
and this is what you get when they ground out.
Hit the short. Whip. Gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can.
Damn it. Royals. Don't keep doing this.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see you in the ALCS. A Tigers and Royals ALCS. What does that number do? We get the NLDS continuing today. The best series so far has easily been Phillies and Mets, I think. But Dodgers and Padres, not far behind it, just for the anger that exists. And we have throw ball in the dugout gate brewing because Manny Machado.
Supposedly there's internal video somewhere.
So I've seen the video.
Yes.
There's all sorts of video evidence that's needed from this. First off, fans were throwing balls at Jurickson and Profar, who then tried to claim that Profar threw a ball at them. But then the video surfaced. He walked a ball out to the fan who he stole the home run ball from, and he gave him the ball. He, like, gave him a ball. I probably said something condescending while he did it. The fan then threw that ball back at Profar, and everybody started laughing, ha-ha. Then they found somebody else had a ball, and this was, like, 15 seconds later, and then that one they chucked at Profar, and that's when the whole thing broke loose and all the melee happened. The Machado one was at the end of the inning. They were throwing the ball around after they throw it down to second base, and he, for some reason, decided to chuck a ball towards the Dodger dugout instead of chucking it back towards his dugout. And it, I think, hit the little, you know, fence area in front of Dave Roberts that then led to everybody yelling at Manny Machado, and Flaherty was screaming at him the entire inning. So we have throw ball at the dugout gate. Does anybody get drilled? Walker Buehler on the mound tonight for the Dodgers.
Walker can hit guys without trying to hit guys.
If you have a dog in the fight in the AL, I understand it. But if you don't, the juice is clearly in these playoffs in the NL.
Not even close.
That Petco's going to be nuts.
Like, I can acknowledge this, and it pains me to do it. My team is an afterthought at this point. The Giants suck, although I'm glad we're finally firing the nerd, so maybe this will save us.
You hired Posey.
Dodgers and Padres is easily the best. I mean, that's
Mets-Phillies, dude.
Mets-Phillies. I'm saying NL West. Sorry, NL West. Like, Dodgers and Giants has always been the thing, and the Padres have largely been irrelevant. They're now relevant. This is the second time they played in the playoffs in the last couple of years. There is serious bad blood there, and the same goes for Philly and New York.
Did you see Tatis in the outfield doing the key and peel hip gyrations at the crowd?
He was also walking around with his legs spread out like he was dragging his balls on the grass after he hit another home run.
There was one video from the fan, a recording, and he was like hip thrusting at the fans, and one guy's like, you got small balls, dude.
Little ball, that's what we're calling them. Little ball Tatis.
That's what's going on here, though. Yeah. Like that, it's not to look. You know me. I text on the group chat. Flashy, trashy LA fan. They have a bad history.
Yes, they do.
Padres leaning into it.
Yeah,
though.
I'm going to say, let's not also. Tatis isn't out there doing things to piss off drunk sports fan. And Swag is 100% right. As a Braves fan who watched this, Petco is going to be insanity. I'm shocked you're going to Thursday Night Football and not just saying, I'm 52, YOLO, I'm flying to Diego, and I'm going to a game. Because that atmosphere is going to be electric.
Well, the facial hair thing is firing people up. Somebody said, I had a friend in the Yankees organization. I guess there's not an official rule. It's just an unwritten rule, and the players respect the rule.
Well, Johnny Damon and Brian McCann were not guys that strike me as, I just do an unwritten rule thing.
Right?
I'm not saying that listener's wrong, but maybe it's one of those Brandon Roy's number is off limits.
Number 7, you can't wear it, but it's not tight as your tire.
I know when George Steinbrenner was running it.
It was definitely a strong rule.
Absolutely.
But I love that they'll allow, you can have a mustache.
Mustaches are okay. Have a neatly trimmed mustache.
Yes.
Well, beards are kind of like, if you think
about it. The only guy
that
really pushed the limits was Goose Gossage when he was pitching.
He went
him.
A little, a little down the side, a little dangle on the side.
Yeah, it got Sam Elliott-ish.
Am I wrong in saying, like, beards had a little bit of the tattoo taboo vibe for a while in corporate America?
Definitely.
Like, how dare you have a full face of hair? Like, have a mustache right. And nothing else?
I had to confront this in my family like 10 years ago. I had a cousin who started to get tattoos, and there were family members that were like, You going to take those into a job interview?
Yeah,
you like that was a thing. Like, you think somebody's going to, she's actually had a very successful career, makes good money, and, you know, has a living a good life. But yeah, that was a thing 10 years ago.
I still think it is a thing for some.
It probably is.
I've had comments of tattoos. Huh?
Really going to go
visible
that route?
Visible tattoos?
Come on, man.
I know people that won't get visible tattoos.
Not letting you around my kids. Somebody said my girlfriend won't let me shave my beard all the way because she says I look like a kid without it. I'm in the same camp, man. Let people grow facial hair. That's all I'm saying. There's your baseball segment. We get two game twos. We will wrap up the show talking about those 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Today should be entertaining in the NLDS. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions welcome. 503-864-6326. That's next on The Fan. Just give me something. All right, welcome back in. 822. We're already talking about our Sprague in the Line picks for this week.
Andy is my daddy.
Andy is my daddy. I think the Dolphins are my daddy after this weekend. I, for some reason, gambled on the Patriots. That was smart.
The honeymoon's over.
Yeah, it is. It's over. You know what my Sprague in the Line record is now?
Oh, my God. Can we not do this?
6-12, dude.
We probably do too much gambling talk already on this show. Nobody cares that you suck at gambling.
It's depressing, man.
You think? I don't think we do enough. But
I don't think we do enough either. I think people love hearing my misery of gambling.
No, I don't think
really?
We do.
Let's do a poll question. Do we do enough gambling? Do you want more or less gambling content on the show?
The only reason I think we do too much is I get these tweets from time to time that show the top 10 states in gambling. We are never close to that.
If you added college football, though, would we be? Because I feel like we're more of a college football state than an NFL state.
Some of the money that I see coming in from these states.
Well,
like,
it also has to do with
population
how populated we are. And we only have one, there's only one approved sports book.
Yeah, you don't have any competition
there's
with
no
like
competition.
DraftKings, FanDuel.
Unless FanDuel. You go to one of the
Bet
casinos.
Bet ESPN or whatever.
I'd love to
but
have
there's
some
not a casino.
Ones.
There's not a casino. I mean, the closest one to our metropolitan market is actually in Washington.
It's Alen-A, yeah.
So.
Well, we've got a gambling guy coming on Thursday's show, and we'll dabble in the college lines and NFL lines.
Let's get to the mail sack. This will probably be a carryover mail sack, if we're being honest. Buckle up. Let's get our mail sack on.
You know, I just want to highlight real quick before you dive into the first question, this whole, like, facial hair, it's offensive to people who are follically challenged on their face.
Who can't grow the facial hair?
I mean, I looked disgusting this morning because I can only grow a pubescent mustache and chin hair. And if I don't shave it, it looks even worse than my face already looks.
I think you should keep the pedo stash.
No, I don't.
Let it ride.
I don't think that's... No.
See how long it takes for somebody to call the cops on you.
You know who wouldn't be riding? My wife. If I kept it, no rides. No rides.
No, okay, I'm not going to say that. Mail sack question, what kind of advice would you give to somebody looking to make a career change and get into the sports media industry?
Don't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not kidding.
Make good money? Don't do it.
I will never forget my first conversation. I was here at the Fan as a part-timer. I did Oregon State stuff, and I filled in behind the scenes on stuff. And we had gotten the night show, and it was about a week before Sukanik offered to sit down. And I will never forget the very first thing he said to me, don't work in this business. Don't work in this industry.
Get out now.
I could never do now what I did 20 some odd years
Impossible.
Ago.
Impossible.
No.
Internships don't exist basically in the business.
That's how I got my start. That's how you got your start.
But anybody can do a podcast now. So I would say keep doing your job and just start doing a podcast and make all your mistakes and figure it out. And then if you create something, find the niche.
Like some people, everybody loves the NFL, right? It's very impossible, it feels like at times, to break through into the NFL world of you want to be Mina Kimes because you're smart and you watch tape and you know, cool. How do you get past into the Mina Kimes stage? Largely will not. Find a niche, UFC. I know, and this is not for every WNBA. Yep. I still think is lacking in a huge way with media coverage. There are niches kind of everywhere. You got to find a niche. Do not quit your job and get into this business. It will eat you alive. It will not reward you. It will chew you up and spit you out. And before you know it, you go, oh my God, I'm 45.
What the hell happened?
What happened here?
I've already gone through the chewing part. I'm just waiting for the spitting out part, which will come at some point in my career.
Oh, you're going down with the ship.
I am going down with the ship.
Yeah. Based on our off-air conversations, Dirt is going to be here until the ship is sunk.
You got to fire me at some point.
Dirt will have a sword and he'll just be going into the water.
I'm going to be Captain Jack Sparrow standing at the very top.
Onward!
There we go! You have to choose only one, World Series Game 7, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup Game 7, or College Football Championship, and your favorite teams are in each one.
Easy elimination number one is the College Football Championship.
I've been to a college football championship with my team in it.
Too corporate. It's not at a good site usually. It's too corporate. Don't like it. I'll also eliminate the Super Bowl from that. You said my favorite team is in this.
Your
though?
Favorite team
your
is in
favorite
this.
Favorite team.
So your
this,
team's playing.
This
in
one's
it.
Easy.
Oregon State playing in a national championship game.
It's so corporate. It's
Oregon gross. State versus Georgia.
Are we
national
at the Rose Bowl
champion. You don't know where the location's going to be. It's, okay. it's
yeah,
spreads
the title
around.
Game gets bid out every year, like
every
the
year?
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
now,
but like, what if it's in New Orleans?
And when I went to, it was in Phoenix, and it was in that, you know. Cardinal Stadium or State Farm Stadium or whatever the hell they call
it. I'm going
it.
Game 7, NBA Finals, Portland's hosting.
Yeah, NBA Finals wasn't even an option on your...
Game 7, Climate Pledge Arena there for the Kraken to win their first cup with the Stanley Cup in the building and then being there as they skated around. Are you kidding
Can
me?
Can I mean pretty no badass. Disrespect here with this comment? You want to choose hockey, you choose hockey. You do that hockey. You acting like the Kraken in a Game 7 Stanley Cup means anything to you? You were a Canucks fan 2 years ago. Stop
true.
Acting
there
like
were,
you're
there were
long,
no Kraken.
You're some long-suffering Kraken fan.
This is season true. 4.
You would choose. You just chose him 2 years ago. You were
no,
still,
I chose him from the very beginning.
We need to check
so
the tape
So you would
that.
Take this over the Dodgers are in Game 7 of the World Series this year.
At Chavez Ravine?
And you could go to that. You would
Yankees,
take a Kraken Game 7?
I think so. I think yeah.
Over a lifetime fandom. Is it just because it's closer and
That's
easier to get to?
No, it's more about the Stanley Cup.
The atmosphere. Okay.
Just,
yeah.
I would probably.
It's disgusting what you just did. It's disgusting.
I think I would go World Series Game 7. That would probably be mine.
Did you end up going to a World Series game in that run?
Not. No, I did not. And they're probably never going to go back. I missed my window.
You know
they were great
fault
for 5 years
was?
And now they're gone.
That was your dad's fault.
It was.
You were a poor ass media worker.
He should have foot the bill. What are we doing, Pops?
Yeah, like.
Should have been at one of those games.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, man. They're sitting on a pile
of
cash.
Are they ever going to get back there in your life?
Probably not. Mailsack question. I'm a Seahawk fan. When it comes to the NFL, I know you guys lean somewhat 49. I think we can both agree that the Seahawks-Niner games are some of our most important every year.
Yes, they are.
Feels like we're always being forced to play at least one on a short week the last few years. Am I the only one getting super annoyed by this? Also, on that subject, have you seen what the schedule makers did to Seattle? Monday Night Football to Sunday to Thursday. Oof. One short week was bad enough, but three games in 11 days.
The 3-11 is just absolutely devastating and brutal. I'm not a Seahawk fan. There's a picture of me at 4 that you can find in a Seahawks t-shirt because... I was a child and there were adults around. I like Mike McDonald. The last couple weeks have not been very complimentary of Mike McDonald. You can tell me you're banged up. Your defense should have been prepared for a Malik Nabrolis, Daniel Jones offense. That being said, 100%. I love this game. I went to the Thursday night game 2 years ago. Swag is going on Thursday this week. This game is a underrated NFL rivalry. And I will always sit in that. I love the Seahawks got good again. And I'm very bummed it's a Thursday. Both teams need this game in a very desperate way. This is a stay away from gambling game for me.
Oh, not for me. I'm all in, baby.
Good luck with that.
I'm all in. I mean, I gambled on the Pats last
Seahawks
week.
Seahawks are hoping the throwbacks are the difference.
Yeah, they're going to wear the throwbacks. Right?
Are the Niners wearing ice whites?
They should. They're white throwbacks.
They did that when I went. They wore the ice whites. Quite delightful little matchup.
Another just fuddy-duddy take that is 100% spot on. Imagine being the Denver Broncos and having those uniforms and thinking, let's not wear these every week. Imagine being the Seattle Seahawks having those uniforms and saying, we're not going to wear these every week.
We're wearing the
Kenny
Easley specials.
You know, like, I hate what I don't like about what you're doing is I was alive when they wore them. People hated them.
They shouldn't.
People associated that Seahawk uniform with absolute loser.
It's because the team sucked.
Dumb.
It's not the uniform's fault.
Yeah, but you looked at it and you didn't feel
the Ducks
confident.
Used to suck in their throwbacks. I love them every weekend. I don't think, man, when we wore these, Oregon wasn't any good.
Yeah, but then Kenny Wheaton scored and everything changed.
We got a couple more mail sack questions to get to. We'll do that on the other side. Dive back into baseball playoffs as well. And does this story do anything for you? All that's still to come in the next 30 minutes. All right, let's turn through some more of these. Also, should I be bummed by this? Swag, my chili doesn't have that classic chili zest or zing. Any advice?
Chili powder.
From the chili master.
Yeah, you can start with the chili powder. Cumin usually helps it out quite a bit. I put cinnamon in mine.
Canada loves me when I come.
Yep. Red wine.
You got red wine in your chili.
I have red wine in the chili. I have ground beef and ground lamb.
Oh, that's what made you do that combo?
Well, it used to be ground pork, but the wife does not eat pork.
Oh, gotcha.
So I needed to have something in there because the ground beef is
not enough.
You got to really spice that up. So, yeah, the ground lamb, I'll get that all spiced with turmeric, coriander, and granulated garlic separately, and then do that. So you can, there's lots of, a lot of garlic. Garlic helps a lot, especially if you're serving people that don't like too much heat in their chili. So make sure there's plenty of garlic in there.
Swag, you know what you reminded me of is I've seen a trend, and it's like people that pass away, they're very old, they pass away. Their tombstone is their name with their favorite recipe.
With the recipe on the tombstone.
Yours should be chili on your tombstone.
Would you want that on your tombstone?
Jason Swigart.
Your chili recipe?
Son, brother, husband, go.
Zesty
father,
chili.
Zesty chili. Here
two
is my
cups,
recipe.
Two cups, black beans, one cup. This cut diced tomatoes. Yeah, all right, I'm cool with that.
I don't think he liked that.
No, you don't want that. No,
yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up that.
No. Mail sack question. More of a PSA. Yes, the leaves are falling now, but if you're the guy whom simply blows the leaves out of your yard into the street or neighborhood, you're not actually cleaning up anything and you're just lazy. Throw your leaves away. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm glad this text came
in. Are you a leaf blower guy?
This may be a neighbor of mine. So
yes.
My front yard gets covered in leaves from my neighbor's tree.
Yeah, we've heard about your neighbor's tree. There's been some angst over that in the past.
Well, I have one in the back and the front. One in the front is from our neighbor to my left. The one in the back is from a neighbor directly behind me. Anyways, I was leaf blower guy this weekend because my driveway, the side, my front yard area is covered in them. So I'm like, you know, enough of this. I'm going to be old and I'm going to enjoy this. So I blew all the leaves, got them out of my garage, got them out of the driveway, and I blew them all into the middle of the street. And my wife comes out and goes, aren't you supposed to clean that up?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And she kind of guilted me, so I'm standing there, and a car drives by, and blows the leaves kind of back towards my driveway. They're all going to come back, right? And I go, damn it, she's right. So I blew a couple more into the street, and I went out there for about 25 minutes with a push broom, and I cleaned it all up.
What you need to get is and I used to have these when I would do some landscaping work when I was younger, so they have, you got to get one of the reverse suckers, not the blower, but the sucker.
And yeah, you attach the bag.
You just suck them up instead of, because I'm with
you.
That's
the
whole
a good point.
The idea of raking and sweeping leaves is just awful. It sucks.
It's tedious. Yeah.
Such a bad chore to have to do.
Well,
but
see,
if you get the sucker,
condo,
you just suck them up.
Yeah, we
got
the landscapers in there like three times a week. So I think people, when they're there, like, because we actually have huge land. It's an old, old condo complex. So it's not one of the ones where everybody's like built right on top of each other and there's no green space or anything. So the landscapers come in. So if you do it when they're there taking care of the common areas, grass and trees and whatever, then you can just kind of,
well, this afternoon I got to do my backyard, so I'm going to have to just break those up.
Yeah.
Now, this is a good point. Do you do any vegetable beds? Do you have any garden beds?
We don't have any garden beds yet. We're building them for next year.
So it makes really good mulch. If you can scoop them up and put them in your garden bed and just kind of turn it a couple of times, it makes really good mulch.
I got a big
natural
tree
mulch
that is yet to fall yet. The problem with my current situation is my wife put fruit and vegetables in our yard debris bin. I opened that thing up. There are about a million fruit flies that flew out. And I went, oh, my God.
This is fun to deal with.
Thank you for doing that.
Thanks for that help. That's great. I am of the opinion, too, that you should have to, if your tree is the responsible tree, those should be your leaves.
But it's in my driveway, so like I'm not going to ask my neighbor to come to my driveway.
Come knock on my door and be like, hey, I see my leaves are falling on your property. Would you like some? Like, both of my neighbors have big trees that push leaves into my backyard. They both have a landscaper.
Do they come to the backyard?
No, but I got to pick up their leaves. You're paying a landscaper. Send them over. You can rake them up. Those are your leaves, not my leaves.
Cut the tree down.
This is my problem now.
Cut the branches.
Jump over the fence and cut the tree down.
No, but if it goes over the fence, you can cut it.
These are like big trees. Like, we're talking big trees.
Oh, gotcha.
Like up, I can't even reach them. I'm also very small. Mail sack question. Let's see. Two more quick ones here. What's your favorite restaurant breakfast food order? Mine is chicken fried steak and eggs.
Oh, man. With a country gravy on that. It's pretty awesome.
That's hard to beat.
I'm almost an omelet guy.
That's hard to beat.
I love that, but I'm going to go omelet. Mm. I went 2 weeks ago after the show, and I just went to a restaurant by myself and sat down and had a delightful
just get an omelet. I think I'm an Eggs Benedict guy.
I'm a Benedict
different
guy.
Different combos. You can do a million different things with it. All for it.
And then
hollandaise
if
sauces.
I have a sweet tooth, then I will see if you've got a... you're right there.
I'm doing great.
Hanging out with Eggs Benedict over here in the air.
Man. <It's great>. I want to see what that looked like in the slow motion.
If you've got a gourmet French toast,
did you like that? Because it hurt me.
that what you do to your eggs, Benedict? Felt great to me, man.
Hollandaise sauce all over your
Canada
mouth.
Canada loves me when I come.
Last one, first
Give
time.
Give me some back bacon.
Go wipe your mouth.
Give me some back bacon. First time going to be a father here. Wife just entered the second trimester. What can I expect from now until delivery?
Oh, your life is over. I mean, I don't
enjoy
know.
Your life while it lasts.
Yeah, do as much as you can for your wife. Remember,
well,
she's
hopefully
the one caring
everything.
The
kid. First yep. of all, everything's going along smoothly as it should be.
I would assume it is based on that.
So if
text.
Based on the text, yeah. I'd assume everything's full steam ahead.
My experience was anytime we were out running errands, if we passed by a McDonald's, we were going through the drive-through for some cheeseburgers.
Depends what the craving is, though.
Yeah, my
right?
wife never really had. I mean, she had a couple. She was into pickles for a while.
My wife had the pickle thing.
That was
she
kind of
pickles.
That was kind of it. She didn't have a lot of cravings when she was pregnant.
Yeah,
other than the pickles.
Yeah, I think the fast food thing can vary with person to person. I know somebody that was like quite literally addicted to eating fast food during one of the pregnancies.
It was just McDonald's cheeseburgers, though. It was just,
that was just the that McDonald's
was
cheeseburger.
Just that one, like if. Yeah, if you saw the golden arches in sight, we were pulling off.
I had a buddy whose wife, when she was pregnant, just she wanted to eat chalk.
Chalk?
Ooh, yeah.
That's odd.
Chalk? Like not the candy chalks?
No, like just chalk.
Oh, there's kids drawing. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
Did she eat any?
She did. She ate the chalk.
What?
Yeah, I'm not making that up. I remember talking to him when when my wife was pregnant. He was like, well, my wife ate chalk, so get ready for a weird thing. And I was like, wait, what?
Did you know chalk was edible?
I don't. Is it edible?
She's still with us.
I mean, she's still alive. She's technically
anything
still alive.
Everything okay with the kid?
I think so. I think, they got two of them. Yeah. Everything's going okay with the kids.
Boy, that's odd.
It's Crawford. Text Crawford. Ask him. She was into chalk.
She just ate street
she just wanted,
chalk?
She wanted street chalk, man. Okay. It's different than street meat. It's street chalk.
Mom, the woman's here again stealing our street chalk.
The lady's over again.
Those big buckets of street chalk.
I just want to play hopscotch, and she keeps stealing my chalk.
You sure it wasn't like the Valentine's Day chalky candies?
I'm pretty sure it was real chalk.
Because couldn't it was that satisfy that urge?
I don't know. The way it was described to me, it was real chalk. So I'm just going with the real chalk thing. My only other piece of advice is, I know the weather isn't great currently. Play a lot of golf.
How many rounds did you get in this year?
Let me pull it up on my Gen app.
Seriously.
I think I've legitimately since I had my golf trip right the week before the 4th of July, my Southern Oregon golf trip. I think I played two rounds of golf after that.
Wow. That's
sad.
For you, it's really sad.
Yeah, really sad.
I don't know what I think I hit it too hard
this
for four
year.
Years.
I have a number of 20 scores, but after. Okay.
But that's for the calendar year.
Yeah. After the 4th of July, I played three rounds of golf after the 4th of July.
I think I just got way too addicted, too quick, too hard, too fast. Like, I'm mad. I'm practicing every day. And I just have not had the urge in about a year and a half.
People are saying chalk isn't uncommon.
Wow.
It's the same as Tums. Pregnant women have horrible heartburn. Yeah, my wife had really bad heartburn. We said chalk to settle the stomach. It's just Tums, man.
I just didn't know there wasn't a difference between Tums and street chalk.
I didn't know either.
How about that? You learn something new every day.
If your wife wants to eat chalk, don't be alarmed. It's okay. So,
anybody wonder what the bathroom situation is there?
A little bit. Is it colorful?
Is it easy on the tum-tum?
Are you eating like green? If it's like green chalk, does it come out green?
Do you color the porcelain?
Is it like the corn? When you eat corn, it comes out? You can see it? No? All right.
Yikes.
Should I be disappointed in this? And the NLDS continues today. We'll wrap it up there next on The Fan. Enjoy this one. It's an iron mineral craving when pregnant. In Latin America, you can buy dirt and soil to sprinkle on your food.
No, look, I just
is all new
know
info
you could
to me.
Eat street chalk. I didn't know that was a thing, so
all
I'm
new info.
Glad that I was informed on that.
My team is going to go blackout on Saturday. Do we like the blackout for a big game?
I mean, it doesn't matter what I think. It's about recruits. What I tend to find in any fan base, this is not Oregon specific. This is for Oregon State, Oregon, Washington, doesn't matter. You can wear almost anything, and a vast majority of people online will just rant and rave how great it is. The weird thing about this to me is Oregon has actually leaned back into the roots a little bit this year.
I have loved their uniforms this year.
I thought the Lanning Cancer jersey was really cool, special, unique, had the color yellow. The one against UCLA was sweet.
Perfect uniform.
When you guys wear your colors and all of your logos, old or present, I honestly think it's great. I just will never understand the go all gray. Oreo cookie splatter and now all black. It's Ohio State. I don't think there's anything sweeter than Oregon wearing green and yellow.
See,
but
I thought you would have the stripe out, yellow green stripe out. This
did stripe out for Idaho.
Idaho. Yeah. You know, that was a battle. That came down to the wire. Stripe out carried him over the top there at the end of the game.
Stripe out stayed for the whole game because they didn't expect
it. They did. You couldn't leave that one early unless you wanted to see history.
I hate the blackout. I think you guys should be wearing green and yellow, but I'm not a Duck fan, and everybody on the internet's going to tell me you.
I'm with you. Like, for big games, my school has a massive issue of not wearing school colors in their big games that they play in, and then we wear them.
I prefer the all whites with the green helmets for this one.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever. I think they've only worn all white once at home. White at home is not a very normal thing. They did at one point do a whiteout in the Mariota era, I want to say, in one of their early like random non-conference games. They did a whiteout thing, tried to pull it off. I prefer school colors.
Didn't they all white at Ohio State when they beat them though? Didn't they?
The Stormtroopers on the road are definitely a thing. I'll be curious if Ohio State goes all white. Do we get the whites versus the blacks this weekend? And we had the woke versus coke. What are we going to do uniform wise this weekend? Because they got all whites, I believe, that they wear.
Whites versus
blackout at Autzen. It is going to be a night game, although the sun won't set probably until the second half.
Yeah, right around
what time sunset right now? About 6:30?
6:37.
Yeah. So probably about half, 4:30 kick,
start
probably 4:45 kick.
It's going to be 4:45.
4:40, yeah. 4:50 kick.
Probably almost a
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock kick. Keep pushing it back.
And it'll be 10 o'clock and...
NLDS continues today. How you feeling, Swag? You confident?
Not
you nervous?
Good today. I'll
you got
be
Walker
surprised
Buehler on the mound.
If Walker can get past the fourth inning.
Yeah, but
King was outstanding
Padres.
In his wild series. So the only thing is if the Padres are too amped up. Walker's problem since he has come back is he's grooving too many fastballs. Mm. He's not hitting the edges, and so they might hit 6 home runs again.
I'm going to go Phillies-Padres parlay today.
Phillies-Padres.
That seems safe. I like Nola on
the
hill
Nola
in
on
New
the
York.
Bump.
Yeah, they saved him for game three, which was controversial.
They almost didn't get the arrow down. I mean, 0-2 would have been brutal.
I've been backing the Padres by betting against them, so I will take the Dodgers today.
Okay. There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com. Hey, by the way, Noah Eagle's going to join Danny and Dusty today at 1 o'clock. He's on the call of Oregon and Ohio State. Should be fun to hear from him. Tomorrow, Heather Dinich on the show at 7.
Yeah.
Josh Pate on the show at 7:40, who will be in Autzen Stadium this weekend as his tour is coming through Eugene. So tomorrow will be a big show. Listen to Noah Eagle later on today on The Fan. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.